I actually had a mentor who taught me very early on. He said, there is one psychotherapeutic interpretation you can make, which is always accurate, no matter what the situation, no matter who you're talking to. And the interpretation is, you're really angry right now. Because one of two things is going to happen. Either the person is really angry right now, and they're going to feel, oh, he's recognizing this and understanding it. Or the person wasn't really angry or wasn't consciously really angry, and then they're going to be really pissed at you for having made that interpretation, and they will be really angry right then.
Rule one that I learned in treating with angry people was if you tell an angry person that their problem is anger, they'll get angry at you. Okay, so that's the, so you don't want to make that mistake. So then I told him, I said, well, you're, so I did that, and that's exactly what happened. Everybody got mad at me. So I didn't like that. So then I told him next time, I said, your problem is irritability. And they immediately, yes, that's it. That's exactly it.
When I see someone starting to express anger or start to say things that are indicative of hostility, that you can't really trust other people, for example, or that nobody has ever done anything kind to me, which are fairly common to hear people say, is to view that as suffering and not in a pitying way, but to really think, oh, what I'm witnessing right now is a true form of suffering. To live in a mind that perceives the social world that way.
So the challenge for me, excuse me, is, and I think for all therapists, is to find that place of tenderness for this client, and to see the expression of hostility as the topography. You know, that's just what is being shown to us. It is not all of who the person is, and indeed, it's difficult. Indeed, it's very, very difficult.
As we've heard, when a client expresses anger, it requires a sensitive approach for addressing it. While anger once may have been key to our survival, it can sometimes corrupt our judgment, poison our work environment, and destroy our relationships, not to mention the heavy toll that it takes on our personal health. Hi, I'm Dr. Ruth Buzinski, a licensed psychologist in the state of Connecticut and the president of the National Institute for the Clinical Application of Behavioral Medicine. You see, anger is a deep and visceral emotion, but it's often fed by sadness, fear, and shame. And when a client's anger boils up during a session, the therapeutic relationship can go downhill fast. The problem is, there hasn't been enough training in how to respond to an angry client, particularly a client whose anger is projected toward us. So in this program, the first thing we're going to look at is ways to disrupt and diffuse the client's aggression. We'll also get into somatic interventions, the attachment issues behind rage, and how to work with the anger inside of trauma. And then we'll deeply explore one of the most profoundly painful parts of being a practitioner, when a client's anger is directed toward us. So let's get right to it. Enjoy this quick story from practitioner and best-selling author Bill O'Hanlon, and I'll see you over in Module 2.
I think it was from the book Autobiography of a Yogi, but I use it in therapy every once in a while with clients that are angry. And it's tells about this holy man who takes a journey on a train in India. And in India, I guess the standard was for years that holy men rode free. They didn't have to pay for their journeys. It was just a thing in India because it's such a spiritual place. And he was riding, and this holy man was riding with some of his disciples on a really crowded train. He was in a compartment and he had a seat, and finally he had to get up and go to the bathroom. And when he came back, some businessman had taken his seat, and none of the followers, who were very peaceful, you know, non-assertive people, were going to say anything, but they were really embarrassed about this. And the guy had seen the holy man get up. So the holy man came back and stood in front of him and cleared his throat. And the guy didn't get up and pretended to read his newspaper. And finally, the guru just yelled at him, said, "You've taken my seat. How rude. You know, get up." And so the guy, you know, gets up and he beats a retreat to another compartment. And the guru sits down, and all his followers are freaked out. The guru is supposed to be a man of peace and, you know, calm. And finally, one of them works up the courage. "Guru, how could you lose your temper like that? You know, you're a man of peace and holiness." And he said, lose my temper. He looks at the disciples and he said, I didn't lose my temper. I took anger out of my back pocket when I needed it, and I put it back in when I no longer needed it. And so I think it's a difference between anger having you and you having anger. You know, we've heard from a lot of the experts, anger can be really appropriate, but when it takes you over and gets you to do things that aren't full of integrity, that aren't with your values, that harm you or other people, that aren't effective, it's not a good thing. So I often use that story, and then people come back and say, I took anger out of my pocket. It didn't have me today. So that was good. So I like to use stories.